Yes, welcome once again to the Daily Inspiration with Fountain of Life Ministries. My name is Jody, and Lord willing, I'll be with you this week to share from God's Word, and I look forward to what God has to show us this week. I was just thinking about when my family and I want to encourage ourselves in the Lord, we often will take time and just think back of some of the ways and some of the different things that God has brought us through. It's very helpful for us to review and to look at how God answered prayers, how He brought us through a difficult situation, or maybe He helped us financially or something, whatever it may be. We will go back, and we had just done this recently, and it was such a blessing to be able to go back. And I just encourage you, if you want to encourage yourself in the Lord, then just look back at His faithfulness. And I am sure that you will find that God met you around every corner. And I know sometimes things in life are very, very difficult. And sometimes things can be very hard-hitting. But God will never leave us or forsake us. And as we look back, we'll see that, yes, it was hard. There was some tough times, but God brought us through. And I see in a passage of Scripture, I actually see a lot of it in King David of Israel. I see a lot of his writings. He reflects back and does the very same thing. That's where we get the idea from. We see it in David. He would look back and see that God delivered him and took care of him. And he went through some much more things than you and I would ever anticipate going through. And he was able to see that God is a faithful God. And he would encourage himself and strengthen himself in the Lord. And as we look back and see God's hand, it gives us courage to be able to look forward to the future and the things that might happen to come our way. And we can say with confidence, the Lord will bring us through, one way or the other. And so I just want to encourage you today, as we look at this scripture, I want to read one that is especially encouraging to me, because this is, I believe, for our encouragement in Psalm 34. And this is a Psalm of David. He says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life, and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil, and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. You hear David as he is expressing this to the Lord. He has full confidence in God and not in his own flesh. Now, I would like to say that, you know, as we go through some different trials and things, we may not feel like these things are in place for us. We may feel like things are kind of out of order. But I want to remind you of something, that as we read through scriptures in the Bible, we read them through very quickly. And when it may have taken years and years for these things to come out and to take place. And I'll just give you the example of Joseph. And you know that Joseph was put in prison. First he was sold by his brothers, and he was taken down into the land of Egypt. And he did well for a while, but then he was falsely accused. He was thrown into prison, and he was there for a while. And when he was brought up out of prison, God did put him in authority again, and he raised him up. But there were some times when Joseph could have looked and at the things that were happening and said, "Wow, where is God? Where is he? I don't understand this." And there may be some things in your life that you don't understand right now. There may be some hardship that you're going through that you just don't see God and you just don't understand. But I want to say to you, my brother, hang on. Hang on and keep looking to the Lord who delivers us. Because God has a big plan, and we are not able to see all of his plan, where we only can see what's right in front of us. And if you were to take a piece of a puzzle and look at it, you might not be able to tell much about that at all. You might see a few things in there, but you can't see the big picture until it's all together, and then you can see, oh yes, that's what that is. And you know, our lives are very much like that. And we may have just a tiny little sliver that we can see, and we might say, "God, why? I don't understand." But take courage, because God says in his word, these things we heard of David saying, we can also trust him. I just want to go over these things, just kind of highlight what David was saying, and just take a look at what is available to you and to me, and especially when we find ourselves in that place, where we're wondering, how is this going to work out? I just don't understand. And God, he is faithful. And so what I just read there in Psalm 34, I'm just going to kind of put it into some words here for us. We need to praise God continually. There's something that happens in our heart when we praise God, when we give him praise, not just lip service, but when we really praise him from our heart. There's something that takes place there that's beautiful. We need to magnify the Lord and exalt his name. We need to seek the Lord. And he's the one, when we do that, he delivers us from all of our fears. And then it said that this poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. Also, it says that we can fear the Lord, and he gives his angels to deliver us. It tells us here also that we should be able to taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. We're told here that there is no want to those that fear him. Can you imagine? We can get a hold of this. There is no want to those that fear him. Why is that? It's because God is there to supply our every need. He takes care of us. We are to seek the Lord. And when we seek the Lord with all of our heart, we shall not want any good thing. Then we're told that if we want to have life in many days, he gives us instruction for that. And it's not eat right and exercise. God may direct you to do some of those things, but here's the key. You want life in many days? Keep your tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile or lies, falsehood. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. We're also told here that the righteous cry unto the Lord, and He hears and delivers from all their troubles. We're told here that a broken heart and a contrite spirit, that the Lord is near to them. We're reminded here that many afflictions will come to the righteous, but that God delivers out of them all. You know, if it was just me telling you these things, you wouldn't have a chance. But this is the Word of God that is telling you and me these things. And God's Word is truth, and He is able to do exactly as He says. Like I said, we may go through a trial and we may wonder why we're not delivered from it the very next day. He may have some work that He wants to do. It takes a little longer than that. Whatever it is that He wants is fine. He knows the big picture. But just remember that this psalm, Psalm 34, is a psalm that was written by a man that had many, many, many trials, and I would say much greater than probably anything we'll ever face. And yet he found God faithful. He found God was true. And he penned these words, and God blessed him as he wrote it, and he gave it to us as his word. And so I want to encourage you today that if you're struggling, if you're wondering what's happening in your life, I want you to just take courage and seek the Lord. Read Psalm 34. Meditate on this Psalm of David. And I know that the blessing of the Lord will be near to you as you read and ask Him to help you to put those things in practice. And so my prayer is that you would consider these things today and each day. And I just trust that as you read through, that you will be blessed. The Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So it's good for us to hear God's Word. And may He bless you today as you meditate on His Word.